In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Parted from them.
He's gone. That's all there was to it. He was gone. Some Christians really believe that. Some really believe that he went off into the heavens at the right hand of God. Some how many thousand light kilometers up, and got stuck there, at least in his human nature. I was going to have a kind of throwaway line at the beginning of this meditation, a little polemic. We haven't had all that much polemic lately, a little polemic against Calvinists and the like. Some of my best friends are Calvinists, don't get me wrong, But then I decided that the matter is really too serious to just have a throwaway line. It's not the same doctrine, and I'm not doing this just because the symposium speakers last week urged us to have more doctrinal sermons. This is a matter of utmost practicality. Reminds me of a situation a friend of mine at another Lutheran seminary had when he was finishing his doctorate. And he and his wife lost a child shortly before birth. And one of the members of the congregation at which he was assisting said, Pastor Mark, at a time like this, all that theology you're learning doesn't do you much good, does it? And Mark said that he agreed with the man, but immediately in his mind, thought to himself, no, the theology that I'm learning at the seminary makes all the difference in the world, because if I thought I was dealing with, to use the technical term, Deus absconditus, then I would wonder really what he is up to and what I did wrong. Whereas now that I know that the only God I have is the one who has revealed himself in human flesh, I know that that God loves me in spite of the fact that I can't figure out what's happening right now. And so it does make a difference. And I don't want you to have gotten the wrong impression by putting out the light on the candle. Jesus is here. He is at the right hand of the Father because he ascended. And by virtue of being at the right hand of the Father, his power and his rule extends right into the heart of our lives. On this Ascension Day, we do have to concede to one another that there is something of a difference between our experience of our Lord's presence and that Peter and John and James had. There is a different mode, to be sure. But we dare never doubt that in the councils of the Trinity, our brother Jesus of Nazareth sits, and in our midst, the second person of the Holy Trinity, this man, Jesus of Nazareth, in our midst, is present and active and at work. He is active in his own right, and he is active through that paraclete that he sent to be with us. One of my students once observed many years ago that our Lord has a distinct advantage over the Holy Spirit when it comes to interacting with human beings. She noted that Jesus had his own tongue and lips and hands and feet, whereas the Holy Spirit has to borrow. But the Holy Spirit borrows us. And the Lord puts his word in our mouth to make his presence real for the people around us. And realer than his word, you cannot get. After, 22-year period in which I had the same pastor for 16 of those years in two parishes with an interruption in the middle, I spent a few months without a pastor who was my friend, who was a buddy and with whom I had the honor of being on Sunday mornings at least a co-worker. And as his successor was installed and claimed the pulpit for himself in the first month or so, at the end of that time when he felt he had established himself as the preacher and pastor for the congregation, he let good old Professor Kolb preach to his people once again. And before the sermon began, I said, you know, after having a friend for a pastor for so long, it's been interesting to have a pastor who is only my pastor. Not merely, but only my pastor. And before we get to be friends, I want to tell you about some thoughts that I've had. I'd like a good preacher. I'd like a good teacher. I'd like a good pastoral care and counseling person as my pastor. But there are only two things that I require in my pastor, or from my pastor: the forgiveness of sins and the presence of Christ. And as in those following months I would report to duty on Sunday mornings, Tom Stobig would often say to me, "Bob, this week I was the presence of Christ for the Schultzes or the Smiths." And that is the calling which we all share: vehicles of the Holy Spirit, vehicles of the Word of Christ, vehicles of the love of God our Father. Because He is present with us, the candle still burns, for He is present with us in the midst of our lives, as we experience them in the midst of our own people, His own people, and as we experience them also at the edge of His people, reaching out to those who do not know Him, but who need to be touched by the word of life and salvation. And so this day you and I celebrate a wondrous gift, the gift of a seemingly absent Lord who is not absent at all. But because he is the right hand of the power of our God, who has loved us enough to send his very best, who has loved us enough to give his very best. We are the people of God, confident in a Lord who will never leave us and forsake us. We are the people of Christ, bringing his presence to one another and to the world. That's the way it is as we celebrate the ascension of our Lord in his year 1999. May the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds through this ascended Lord.